Enhance your efforts. Words from Jesus.
When you come to me, I can enhance your efforts, and then you can reap the full results of your actions. It pays to ask me and seek my counsel, even if you feel you're sure you're going in the right direction, because in doing so, you reap spiritual benefits that you don't see and aren't always aware of. But without those benefits, things would progress and improve more slowly. Prayer is one of the most practical and effective ways of putting spiritual power to work in your life. Prayer, if tapped into and used more, will make your life and work go more smoothly and easily. Try changing your first reaction to difficulties to, "Let's pray and ask God's power to work," versus, "What can I do about this?" This change will bring practical benefits. Your prayers, prayed in full faith, can result in change. My Spirit can change people, situations, and issues that you could not resolve even if you tried. Or in some cases, maybe you could find solutions by other means, but why struggle trying to do it yourself when My Spirit could work on your behalf? There is a balance, and you cannot take the approach of, "Let's not do anything and only pray for God to work." Sometimes, often in fact, there is also something I want you to do. But your first move should be to call for My Spirit and power to help you with whatever difficulty lies before you. It's easy to feel that if a situation appears simple or small, then that's the time to get into it and take care of it yourself. You're not consciously saying you can do it all on your own without me, but essentially that is what you're expressing, because you've developed the idea that you only need to call in the big power for the big things. When there's something major that you know you can't possibly take care of, then you pray. Whereas taking the approach of making prayer your first move, whether it's an easy or difficult issue you're facing, is going to help establish a healthy spiritual habit in your life. Maybe you could do this or that thing without prayer, but why do it on your own when I could assist you? You'll see, as you build the habit of making prayer your first move, that a lot of things you think you have to do, you don't have to do yourself, or at least not as urgently or with as much pressure or labor as you would think. That is one of the advantages of prayer. The more there is to do, the more of my power you need. So I ask that you keep coming back to me, keep trusting me. If something doesn't get done and you've been doing your best, then trust that I can handle the shortfall. I know there is too much for you to do, but if you let me work with you and through you, then you'll be able to do the things that I know are important for you to get to, and you'll be able to trust me for the rest. I know that is easier said than done, but it is easier to let me work through you than it is for you to try to do it all yourself. So, let me help you. Connect with me by praising. Fill your heart and mind and mouth with the things you're thankful for. Praise for the wonderful life I've given you. Praise for the wonderful people I have surrounded you with to love and be loved by. Praising for even the simplest things puts you on my positive channel and in a position to receive more of my positive input. Open your heart to me by praising and keep your heart turned to me. I am light, and in me is no darkness at all. Connect with me, and I will fill your heart and mind and life with light, so there will be no room for darkness, those worries and negative thoughts that can so easily spoil your day by keeping you earthbound. Praise is your ticket to fly. You don't have to know what my will is in every situation or for every person. But if you pray and ask me to bless, to help, I honor your prayer. I know the full chain of events. Often when you pray, you start the motion, the movement toward my will being done. Even if you don't know the end result of my will, your prayer helps it to be accomplished. I answer prayer. I honor the prayers you pray. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, King James Version. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. It's a law of my spirit that your prayers have an effect. They move my hand, and as a result, I can work more readily in the lives of those you pray for. Prayer shows your faith in me, faith that I will bring the solutions, show you the way, work in people's lives, or even do the impossible when necessary. It also shows that you realize you need me and are depending on me, and this pleases me greatly. When you pray, you are operating in the realm of faith, where miracles are born. Just little old you praying and asking me to do something is very powerful. You don't have to feel that power. It's not the feeling that matters. It's prayer that is powerful. Prayers always have an effect. When you pray, things happen in the spirit world, and because of that, things happen on earth. I may not always give you the answer that you ask for or expect, but I will answer according to what I know is best.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.